Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dave Uram from KYW Morning Sports with the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, obviously the Eagles are 4-0. They're undefeated. They're getting ready to take on the Broncos. Things are going well from a win-loss standpoint this season. But after the last game in which A.J. Brown had only 2 catches on 9 targets, he posted some things to social media that's caught a lot of attention. How do you think the Eagles will handle this situation with A.J.?
I think Nick Sirianni will handle it just fine. He has a great relationship with A.J., and AJ really has a very good relationship with all of his teammates. I've been around a long time, as you know, and I've seen the so-called divas of this world. I always think about Terrell Owens, who was absolutely the worst. And Ricky Waters years ago was a guy who famously said, "For who, for what," when he short-armed a pass, and was always really more concerned with his statistics. I think AJ has his moods. I think at times he's upset about things. I wish he would stay off of social media because that only exacerbates things. But by and large, I think it will quiet down, and the Eagles are still 4-0.
Turning to the offensive line, usually the offensive line is one of the strengths of the Eagles. I still think it's a strength of the Eagles, but they've had guys go in and out. Lane Johnson's been in and out a couple of times. Landon Dickerson's clearly been fighting some things. What's your level of concern with the O-line?
I'm not overly concerned about anything right now because the Eagles are the only undefeated team in the NFC. And I am always looking at the September games as what the preseason games used to be. And last year, they were 2-2 coming off a terrible loss at Tampa. And they turned it around and had one loss the whole rest of the way. So you really can't take these September games as any more than teams formulating their offenses and defenses. However, you ask me about the offensive line, and as it's constructed, I'm not concerned, but you have to be concerned about some of these injuries. Landon Dickerson is obviously not playing at 100%. Lane Johnson has been in and out, and even Tyler Steen went out for a while and came back less than 100%. So we'll see what happens. That's the main concern, getting the offensive line healthy.
Tyler Steen's been playing well, too. We'll close with this, Merrill. A couple of nights ago, the Broncos took on the Bengals on Monday Night Football and blew them out, and the Eagles are obviously hosting the Broncos later this weekend. What stood out to you about Denver?
Well, the thing that most stood out to me, or the person or the player who most stood out to me, was their young quarterback, Bo Nix. He is big. He is strong. He seems to be improving. He's been a little erratic early in the season, but he played solid football. He led the team through some great passes and ran. So he is a multi-talented quarterback who can beat you in a lot of ways. He will be somebody the Eagles have to get to with the pass rush.
Good stuff as always, Merrill. We got Nick Sirianni's press conference early this afternoon. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning. Always appreciate the time. That's the great Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.